listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams from the Right Side Studios, local, state, national, all the issues, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, we are back right now. Glad to have you here for hour number two, and I'm going right now to the phones to bring on someone who has been a friend of this show since its beginning. Dr. Jordan Vaughn is the chief executive officer at MedHelp Clinics. He's also a specialist in internal medicine, got his degrees from UAB, where he also did his internships, his residencies. His clinics are all over the Birmingham area. And he is also very involved, one of the founders of an organization called Concerned Doctors. They have literally been making sure that the world hears that the mantras coming out of government regarding health are not always accurate, nor are they needed. But then at the same time, he's a true doctor. He's not out there denying anything. He's working with all the things his patients need as opposed to what the government says has to happen. There's a heck of an introduction. Let me bring him on. Dr. Jordan Vaughn, how you doing today?
Thanks for having me, Phil.
Absolutely. Well, appreciate you being here today, making some time for us. I got to ask you, I mean, you've been on the show multiple times, and you've always given us the straight skinny. First of all, President Biden has COVID. What are you seeing as a doc right now with your own clinics? Is there a spike in COVID going on right now? Is the new variant causing increases?
Yeah, I mean, I will tell you, at least in my clinics, it's interesting because with the onset of Omicron, it was among most people that my severity of disease was not significant. Kind of really coming out of kind of the end of December and beginning of January. But it started to be probably about 4 weeks ago that we started to see the 70 and 80-year-old population, which, by the way, from the CDC's own assessment, is probably only 30% of them have had COVID, that these people were showing up after having antiviral therapies like Paxlovid, and they were having a more significant disease than I had seen in probably the previous 6 months. And so to me, that was concerning. Now, the interesting thing, it was backed up by a recent preprint paper that looked at that, for some reason, BA4 and 5, which are these Omicron variants that have come along, have kind of adapted the ability to suppress a human's innate immune response. And basically, that would be like somebody breaking into your house and the actual fire the fire alarm not going off, I guess. It doesn't mean that you can't put out the fire, but the first response isn't being activated like it should.
Wow. Okay. So once again, COVID adapts itself and finds its own way to survive. Because that's what viruses do, I guess, really. You said that on the show before, that the goal of every virus is to stay alive and to find a host to maintain itself. And so it continues to do that, I guess, in the natural course of events. Are you any more worried right now about the levels of COVID or the severity of the symptomology with COVID as it was 2 years ago?
I'm not in terms of its, what I would say is, hospitalization worries or anything like. Even these patients that were sick and had significant vascular changes and what I would call endothelial injury, which would be really what COVID is. I mean, one of the things that I think a lot of people have underappreciated is that the way we treated COVID in the first probably 6 months of this whole pandemic was we treated it like it was a typical viral pneumonia. And the problem was is every time we did that, it didn't really act like that. And what most of good scientists and good pathologists have realized is that in reality, this disease is mostly an endothelial and vascular disease. That's what causes the damage. That's why you get strokes, heart attacks. All of the clotting mechanisms are really the issue. So, again, knowing that the hypoxemia and the hypoxic stuff, which basically means low oxygen, your oxygen sats on your finger, we haven't seen that come back to the point that you have to go to the hospital, but it doesn't change the fact
okay.
that people are having significant symptoms that are fairly debilitating. And again, I'm one of these people that don't believe the government. You know, when the government thinks about your life, what they actually think about is whether you're exchanging oxygen. Most of you, as well as all your listeners, realize that exchanging oxygen every day is not, you know, even really important in what you do, because other, you know, how you evaluate whether you're living or not is not whether you exchange oxygen. It's whether you're, you know, going to work, being with your family, all those kind of things.
Well, yeah, true that. Life is life, and the quality of life matters. But let me ask you this. First of all, if you could tell us real quickly, I mean, we hear that you even mentioned it a moment ago, the president is currently on Paxlovid. I'm not familiar with Paxlovid. It's the first time I'd heard of it, but you just mentioned it yourself. What is that?
So Paxlovid is a basically an inhibitor of one of the enzymes that allows the virus to replicate within the cell. So basically it would, you know, it is an antiviral. And antivirals are things that probably people, you know, have heard about in the past,
yeah.
like Valtrex for herpes or, you know, Tamiflu for influenza. It does it a little bit differently, but that's what it does. Interestingly enough, I actually was involved in the original phase 2, phase 3 studies for Paxlovid, and one of the criteria for being in the study was that you were not vaccinated, which does have an interesting component to whether it's actually useful in those that are double vaccinated and double boosted. So
wow,
that okay. I think is the big question, and I think that's why when we see Anthony Fauci as well as the Secretary of the Human Health Services, Becerra, both have rebounds, you start to worry about even our president having those issues as well.
Wow, it just keeps compounding. Well, so let me ask you this.
Because again, what I would remind you is, whether you thought Fauci was vaccinated or not, the fact that he had rebound from Paxlovid probably confirmed that he was vaccinated. we're using a medicine on people that would have been excluded from the trial, and that is that doesn't mean that a doctor can't make that assessment that this will be useful, but it does mean that the outcomes that are put forth from the results of a trial are not necessarily the same outcomes that you would have if you give it to somebody who wasn't included in that trial.
Wow.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, and it's yeah. So let me flip over to another question here in the last few minutes we have together. So right now we're starting to see an increase in people's, you know, or even media pundits for that matter, non-medical media pundits, calling for a remasking of society. Even our own Alabama Department of Public Health this morning put out a tweet that's encouraged people to normalize masking and just put the mask on. Cedar Rapids, Iowa, just mandated masking in public facilities. San Diego school system is putting masks back on kids. Your thoughts?
So I think the honesty about masks appeared in November with the Omicron, where even the most hardened proponents of masks said it doesn't work with Omicron. So now we have Omicron BA4 and 5, which are more infectious than the Omicron that was talked about in November. Now, Phil, I mean, you're a reasonable guy. If they didn't work in November, obviously they didn't even work previous to that, but even the proponents of masks said they didn't work in November because this thing is so dang infectious. Do you think something that's even more infectious, that masks are going to work?
I thank you. I mean, that's my point. Here I am, a non-medical professional. I didn't even stay at a Holiday Inn Express last night, and that was the conclusion I was drawing from it. But yeah, that's
exactly. So in November, this thing's so infectious that masks don't even work. Okay, good. Well, this now BA5 and 4 and 5 this summer is even more infectious. But let's add masks. Again, I mean, it is. The only benefit from masking in public would be that maybe that you're giving a signal that you recognize that there is infection going on. The ability for those masks to prevent or inhibit the ability for the virus to do what the heck it wants is not involved in putting it over your mouth. You might as well put a Ukraine cross on your left arm.
which is a whole other story. All right, well, tell you what.
But I mean, it's the same thing.
It's virtue signaling. Yes.
It's a creed in terms of medical usefulness, in terms of its intervention. That is not. Because, again, something more infectious than Anthony Fauci admitted in November that the Omicron itself, these cloth-based masks do not work for this thing because it's so infectious. Now, we can stipulate that they work previous, but that's increasingly debatable. And I would debate on the opposite side of our great Saint Fauci. But the fact that something is even more infectious than it was in November, December, strange credulity. I mean, it's at this point, the credibility of our medical authorities, I mean, I guess they don't have any left. They don't really have any to lose. But at this point, they're just continuing to lose even more.
Well, so let me ask you one more question, Doc, because, you know, for the last 2.5 years, the drumbeat, aside from masking and social distancing and the other terms we learned, was contact tracing. And yesterday, when they announced that the president had COVID, Karine Jean-Pierre, his glass ceiling breaking press secretary, was asked where was he infected. First of all, the White House physician had no idea, and her response was, it doesn't matter. I thought we had to go back and tell everybody in the world that we've been with in the previous 3 days that we had COVID, and contact tracing was so important. What are your thoughts on their response?
Yeah, and not only that, I mean, when you actually look at what happened, the testing at the what I would call standard bearer, which would be the kind of molecular test, wasn't what even he was going through. He was doing the rapid antigen test, which have a high false positive and a high false negative. But also, they kind of are delayed in terms of when they actually turn positive. So I would argue, and actually I think Marty McCary argues, that he probably had COVID 3 or 4 days ago.
Yeah.
So
probably when he was fist bumping the Saudi prince.
Yeah, exactly. So at least I guess his doctor supposedly did recommend he didn't shake anybody's hand. But I'm pretty sure the videos show different, that he shaked everybody's hand except the guy he fist bumped.
Wow.
But maybe his doctor at least was correct on that. But it's interesting to realize that we spent 2 years spending an inordinate amount of money and time contact tracing, yet the president, there's no contact tracing.
So I'm not a physician like you, but we have reached the same conclusions. Dr. Jordan Vaughn, I appreciate you as always. You've been a frequent flyer on this show, and certainly a friend of the show, and we appreciate you being on today, and have a great weekend, sir.
Enjoyed it, Phil, and thank you for what you do.
All right, thank you, man. All right, Boomer, take us to a break. What a great interview. I love having him on the show. I mean, he always brings that practical. I mean, by the way, folks, are out there, there's people out there right now treating COVID in the medical world who are as conservative right-side ruffians as you and I. They're out there. All right, listen, we're going to go ahead and take a break. Come right back. I'll wrap this segment up. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here, live from the Right Side Studios. Local, state, national, man, we got it all covered. All the issues, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, by the way, that interview with Dr. Vaughn a moment ago, he's a part of that group called Concerned Doctors. And if you want to know more about them, and they're all Alabama physicians and other medical providers, who they're not playing around. They're treating COVID in a true and reasonably certain way. All right, you heard him talk. He's not a nut job, but he's also one of those who is willing to say, hey, government, maybe I'm the doctor. Remember that? I'm the one who went to med school, and you know what? He's had an amazing success rate, along with his other doctors in the group, Concerned Doctors. You can find out more about them at concerneddoctors.org. That's their website, concerneddoctors.org. They're also on social media. And I'm telling you, He comes on this show. Every time he does, he provides the ability to hear somebody who's an expert, not just me, like I'm a radio pundit, right? What do I know? I'm not a doctor. I'm just telling you what I feel like I'm seeing and think what I'm seeing. He gives it straight. ConcernedDoctors.org is where you can find out more about them. And there's other guys in that group like Dr. Michael Brown and Dr. Stuart Tankersley. I mean, I know all these guys, and they're just wonderful. So check them out, ConcernedDoctors.org. All right, I'm going to wrap this up here with a little bit more stuff, because one of the things that I think is important to note is the COVID madness, aside from the fact that there are, you know, there are calls right now to remask society, there are calls right now to push us back into some type of pandemic mindset. They realize that you know, hang on a second, they're not scared anymore. They're not as fearful. They're not responsive like they were before. Why is that? Maybe it's because we've realized we're going to get through this. And I know it was scary. Society went, I began to say at one point on this show, there are times when the fear of COVID became bigger than almost like the symptomology of COVID. Now, when I say that, I do not want to minimize the fact that I know people personally that have been negatively, I know people who've had long COVID. I know folks who have lost people from COVID, and that's a big deal. And so I'm not trying to mitigate or minimize the fact that that has happened. Yes, it has. But when you look at the vast majority of society, the survivability rate has been far higher than the media would ever want you to understand. And now the very idea that we are in a place where, while it might be more transmissible, the symptomology, even according to Dr. Vaughn and other experts like him, is even more survivable than it was before. Is it like getting the flu, potentially? A friend of mine who got it the other day, he and I are the same age, roughly, and it was like a bad cold. And his wife, who lives in the house with him, never even got it. I don't know how to explain that. All I'm saying is, we're going to get through this, and the calls for, you know, COVID madness to go ahead and mask up society, to Alabama Department of Public Health, how about you use my tax dollars for something a little better than to tell people it's time to normalize masking? Masking's not normal. It's just not. Masking is not normal. So that being said, how about some other things? Like, what is happening with the fact that, you know, the contact tracing thing? Well, how about the whole quarantine thing? Well, here's an article from Fox, dated yesterday. Kamala Harris, traveling in North Carolina, deemed to have been a Biden close contact, but no schedule changes, according to the White House. What does that mean? That means they're not real worried about it. That means life goes on. You see, this is leadership right here, right? Okay, if they're going to say they're the leaders, then they have to understand when we pay attention to what they say and do. And when they don't care where he got it because they're not worried about contact tracing, and when they don't care that Kamala Harris is one of his close contacts and she's straight out the door for meetings in North Carolina, you know, without a say-so about it, well, that seems to indicate that, I don't know, maybe things are a little different. So, hey, Alabama Department of Public Health, masking is not normal. Get over yourself. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming up, we're switching gears. We're going to talk about grassroots and leadership with my friends Christy Knowles and Josh Sullivan. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.